PR point, it would tell them what they, so that to keep them from saying things they shouldn't say.
Right.
Put it that way, okay. Let me get at a couple things quickly, Richard. We'll get back to this, which is more important. I ran into a sort of a snag this morning, which was rather hard to understand, but I think that we could not, just a question for all of you. Steve came in with two schedule requests for a leaders meeting. The budget, the bipartisan leaders, Friday, Republican leaders, tomorrow, and so on. On the budget, the question that I raised, when I spoke about his doing like that, things like that, under no circumstances can you have, and don't matter, you can't have 10 minutes of early on at speed and have him bring anything in the meeting. You've got to handle the racist stuff with this. Right, you know about this?
I question. I knew about it, but I talked to Steve, but he was not supposed to go racing at this point. We're trying to work out the plan.
See, I don't know what this we can get it,
which I want to go over with you.
Yeah, no, but Steve should not come in, that's right. You see, because this was John Eric gonna come in and say, look, we've got to have a meeting with the domestic council. But John may not know that I have something scheduled like today, that therefore I can't do it. You didn't know about this, I just wanted to.
I didn't know he was checking it with you. I knew we're working, I'm trying to work out those meetings. I want to talk to you about how we put the rest of the meeting.
Well, let me ask one other thing. You were not supposed to go, because this is also related. Do we now know definitely that Johnson
today, if you that put on, if you decided to hurry, you've got to decide, like 8 minutes ago. I might have to do that broadcast sometime, I'm not going to, but you're strongly, that you should. Or I don't know, you got an ad, but if you read the thing, is it an ad, I have another speech, do you feel that they do? Well, he wants to do that, he wants to do the bipartisan, but the cabinet, the budget center, and the other budget now. Why do I have time to look at it? Figure that out. There you go. I'm just trying to figure how we can do, he wants me to read the cabinet on the budget, the leaders on the budget, and the bipartisan leaders on the budget this week. I understand all that, and get this broadcast done. Even if I don't go anywhere, I don't know quite how we can do all those things, and then have all that Thursday gone. Or we have a plan for that. So, you have, you can't do any of those meetings really, properly on Thursday. So Thursday, his wife got, you gotta use it for private time, others are uncertain tape. Thursday is the only day that you can see the meeting, and I would assume that would be okay.
I would have that, about the meeting, I can cancel it, because of that, anyway, on it. And I don't have to see him. The more important thing is to take one away from the meeting.
Well, see about doing Thursday, that's what I meant, you go ahead. I'll tell her I can get it right, draw their butts, have work a little late tonight, get it totally shaped up, so that I won't have to dot an iron across the T. Have it all ready to go, get it on the teleprompter, and I'll go to Thursday. Who's gonna produce it? You still got that bottle mark there?
No, it'll be for others.
That's all right, that's fine.
For things that are further, yeah.
Well, fine, good, fine. I'm fine with all that.
They gotta do the editing for others, make good, it's fine, I'm setting it up.
Fine, but one, for example, like on a thing like tonight, you'll be for others, you know, and want me to, that's what I said, behind the desk, you know.
Right.
Let's do that.
Fair enough.
Okay, then Jane, then we'll be done Thursday.
Okay.
What are you gonna do about the leaders?
Friday is your only time, obviously, to do any of that. Question, whether you wanna try to do all of them, or whether you don't.
Which, John wants me to do them all, let's do the other two. Well, listen, I sure as hell don't have to do the cabinet.
How do you feel if we do it?
On the budget, I have to.
Yeah, at least you gotta open this first cabinet meeting.
But we're gonna, we are gonna have that cabinet very nicely. That's my point, that's what I thought this was for that purpose.
Well, the cabinet here, then you're willing to do 5 minutes just to get that shot. And that was really symbolic for that.
Okay.
So I don't know that you need to do it.
Shoot the direction, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, if the cabinet has to be had their hand on a thing like this, John has got to find some procedures whereby Agnew, because I used to go to Verizon, I saw Agnew and others preside over the cabinet for stuff that I have already heard. I've heard the budget through. I don't need to hear it again. That's important. If you're authority, you want to hear it. Okay, well, I'm talking to John about it.
Well, let me suggest this. Let me suggest
what price to work on, but I think he's the only one about that, and he had the capability to do it. He won't, obviously, let me line to the roof and all of that, but if you've got somebody that's ready for that, you're definitely gonna be a bigger conference. Ethan's writing this one, John Gray, thinks he's really got a good, Ethan's good, they might just go, all right, fine. Price, and look for Grace, you know, and, you know, he really knows a little things. Thanks, that's it. Now then, I can get the damn leaders out of the way. I think we should do a bipartisan leaders meeting. Friday morning. Now, if you could do the Republicans, and then a bipartisan. And then I think just do, you better do the Republicans, or you're up the wall, that's good now. Do a vote. The bipartisan first, and then the Republicans stay, and bring the other Republicans, go right in front of you. I'd rather have Republicans first. I've got the Republicans whining out of the way, or should we make a general posture, maybe just move for an hour and a half, but not smoke for an hour, and they say we gotta clear out the table. Well, they're very important, I suppose, to this group. She can go to 8:30, Jen, because it's quite a night. Thank you, Jen. What you might do is to get to be in at 10 o'clock, just to, that would be a good time to get them out of there, so that I can, so if I got a break between the two meetings, I can come in. I'm always a 15-minute, thank you to God, and so that I said I have to pass through the meeting, and I'll clear out, and get those people out of here. They get your others out of the way. Wait, that's Friday, I think we need to go to Thursday night. Alright, can I put that in? But then I think they did, but for very brief, he came in right after you got to the Johnson Church then. Oh yeah, Johnson Church then, I'll do my television around, well, anywhere from 4 to 6. Probably 5 o'clock approximately. Thanks for that, Hillary. You can't add anything next to it. Did you have a request from anybody from the counselors that's still in? Or was it, yes, I think yes, I think too, but that's pushed up. But I think it's necessary on those, can't we really take care of it? We have to dispute and make sure the counselors.
Yeah.
And that's what we have. Push the counselors. Good. That later. And so you get the orders out to the boys as to what I want to do. You tell Mrs. Johnson that I will not do it. One other thing I want to tell you, which obviously we've already thought of. Remember, I told you that when Johnson died, I wanted to get his letter right. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I don't know if we can, but he does.
Well, he has the. It's a woman, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that was her style.
And it is.
It's a gal that she wrote here. Would you mind checking for Tom Johnson? What does he want to do? He was interested in coming in, and he was a firm fellow. And I think to have him come in would be a hell of a mark of bipartisanship. Now, there's one other thing that'll grab you right at the wall, but it's that I thought of. I think we ought to consider her for ambassador. She has a damn thing to do. She's a very intelligent, vigorous woman. I would like for you to call Tom on the phone and say that, of course, we're not going to offer it that way. Tom has a mind. But you can be that. And in the meantime, for that jackass UN delegate,
example with them.
Well, it changes with each new general assembly.
Well, that, I would check to see whether or not that would be open and offer it to her about the weekend. About as common, but it makes sense. But I think it would be a nice gesture. So, three things. One, get that letter right if you can. Desperately to give somebody to write with that aside. I know that's valid right for me. Should run. And then, you know, that'll supplement what we've got. And I actually put that over our whole bunch of letter writers. Just doing mine personally. Now, we're going to have another bipartisan leadership meeting tomorrow morning as well. And
such strong pitches, primarily Buchanan, Moore, Sapphire, right, who else? Sigurd, Burlington. Timmons. Or Timmons, of course, always, yeah. Olson. Let me tell you the problem on the other side. It's just a question of whether the, first of all, we're talking to the country, and whether we win members of Congress is going to depend upon whether or not the country feels that way. We have always done that. When I returned from Russia, they did tell us one hell of a lot of the country, but I'm sure it didn't see the helicopter coming in the Congress during the war. But what really mattered was what was said. Before I ever left, it wasn't that those assholes were sitting there in chair. Now the question is, here Johnson said, it has to be a self-undefeated
Well, quite frankly, the question I did was, again, because I have brought in the Supreme Court, and that is a very impressive sight now. Right, the shops, the joint chief, everything else.
What sense now, you've got to say this, that, for better or worse, respect to the goddamn, and if you start in that way, it's basically. I was going to expect that, I expect that, if I look in the local office, and, we're not trying to build it, just trying to say.
Well, you know, we're even announcing this, we're announcing that if the conflict will come, the local office will come. Recognizing that.
You'd have to add, I mean, to flesh out, just to go through that, the flesh out, the candidates, the judges, you have to think, and I get on this, the bipartisan control, and the students, the bias, which was taken with, Mary McBride, it's created, and the flesh out, just to move that, the part about the conservation, and so forth, and so on, along the line, that we have not too much, or even either of our areas.
No, we have, I think, we have, Chewers, I mean, it's very big in the speech, he's going to be one of the same time, but he was asked to say that it was his goal, which is good, so we take out that paragraph, or the sentence, or the.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that anyway.
That's right.
I'm talking about the consultation, I didn't mean consultation with the, I meant the right method being so.
Oh, that.
Expand a little on the explanation of why the president would consult their.
Well, yes, just everybody, I mean, most of the credibility crowd around here would like to make the whole speech on that, but, that's true. But what, if you, don't you think it's pretty good as.
I think it's good, yeah, I think it's good, not a apologetic, the other was, going to do about settling first, right?
I don't think the speech needs to be that long. I think it needs to be short.
No, I don't either, I do have a review of a brief paragraph on one.
Oh, there is something in there. Oh, you could add this, that I will read, that the agreement, put in a paragraph, the agreement will be made by mutual agreement, it will not be made public until tomorrow. I have met with the and I will read the bipartisan leadership meeting tomorrow on the contents of the agreement. And of course, for other members of this body, we desire to be briefed when we arrange. I think we should say that. Don't you think so, Al? We'll brief them on that. And any other members of this body, we'll be briefed when we arrange. We can put that in. Maybe there's something to be said for the congressional.
Well, the congressional point I raised, I think, is something about.
Well, the point we raised, the point about it screwing up, is that Al is going to screw up, I'm afraid. I mean, I must say, I think that, let me put it, my going to the Oval Office, I was just on the bench like everything. This is my going out and saying that Nixon's always needs to do. You know what I mean? Saying for the Congress, it's true, they're cheering.